This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
If you love Newt Zone, then love Fletcher's World, one of the awesome regular shows on ORFM. Listen as Fletcher brings you music, chat, and segments like you've never heard before. Kia ora everyone and welcome to Fletcher's World Season 5, one of Newzone's awesome regular shows. I'm Fletcher Tillard and I'm a Year 12 student at John McGlashan College. I love bringing my show Fletcher's World to you. You can catch my show fortnightly on Fridays at 4:30pm live on ORFM, or you can download my podcast and listen to it whenever you feel like it. This week we start again with our awesome music segment, Fletcher's Mixtape, where I choose a song, I then unpack it a little, and then we listen to the song. And then I've asked my resident podcaster Jack Divers for his music choice for this week, and he's chosen another iconic retro track. Stay tuned. And then we have my exciting guest segment, The Rust Report, with Jack, who's a Year 13 student here at McGlashan. Today, Jack and I are focusing on young people and work. We will be looking at pathways and options for rangatahi out there in the workplace. And then I'll be moving on to my highlights package, the football fan segment, where I'll be having a quick look at some football highlights over the last 2 weeks, as per usual. And my final segment will be Dunedin Drift, which is a fab one for locals or tourists or both, with some suggestions for cool Dunedin hangouts. Last time I talked about the beautiful Otago Peninsula, but what will it be this week, I wonder? And now for my 14th exciting show for 2025, let's get into it. Okay, welcome along to Fletcher's Mixtape. This is where I choose a song, I do some research on the background of the song, and then unpack it before listening to the song. Now, for this week's mixtape, we're going back in time for another retro check, chosen by my friend and resident podcaster Jack Divers. The song that he has chosen, Africa by Toto, is a true anthem that is timeless as it is recognisable. It's a song that's been in our collective consciousness for decades. But what's the story behind this iconic track? Well, it was a tale. It's a tale of a song born from a simple TV documentary and a love of creative energy. The song's origins lie in the mind of Toto's keyboardist, David Page. He had this idea for a song, a feeling more than anything, that came to him after he watched a late-night documentary on TV about the poverty and hardship which was going on in Africa at the time. The images of suffering and the beautiful, sweeping landscape stuck with him, and he started to develop a melody and some lyrics. Page and his bandmate, the drummer Jeff Porcaro, then worked on fleshing out the song. Porcaro, an absolute drumming legend, came up with the famous driving beat, which is a blend of rock and African-inspired rhythms. The beat is so integral to the song's identity, it's what gives it that sense of a journey, that forward momentum. The band worked on Africa for a while, and Page had a lot of lyrics written, but he was still searching for a chorus. He was a bit worried that the lyrics he had might come across as cheesy, but Porcaro encouraged him, saying, "Just write what you feel, man, it's all good." And so, Page, inspired by the documentary and his own romanticized, slightly naive vision of Africa, now wrote the now iconic chorus, "I bless the rains down Africa, gonna take some time to do the things that we never had." When the song was finally released in 1982, it was a slow burn success. It was on Toto's fourth album, Toto 4, which was already a massive hit, all thanks to other songs like Rosanna, but it wasn't an instant smash. The record label didn't even want to release it as a single initially. They thought it was too weird and not commercial enough. But Toto insisted that they were right to do so. Africa went on to become one of the band's biggest hits, reaching number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and becoming a global phenomenon. The song's legacy is so much more than just a hit single. It's a cultural touchstone. It's been the subject of countless memes and covers, from Weezer's viral take to countless amateur renditions. It's a song that's been embraced by a whole new generation who have discovered it through the internet. And now, here's Toto's Africa.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. Turn to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
So, for all you formal goers out there, or just anyone in the mood for a timeless track, crank up Toto's Africa. It's more than just a song, it's a feeling, a journey, and a testament to the power of a simple melody and a heartfelt idea. Did you enjoy that, Jack?
Yes.
Well, that's all for Fletcher's mixtape for today. I'll see you later on. Alright then, welcome along to the Rusty Report with Jack Divers. Today we're talking about something that affects townies and country folk alike. Love it or loathe it, it's something just about all of us will have to come to terms with it with sooner or later. That dreaded four-letter word, W-O-R-K, work. Yes, before, after and during school, more and more rangatahi are taking on work to make ends meet, or just to get some experience, or both. Kia ora, Jack. Now, Jack, you're in year 13, but you've got a job, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds like you've established a great work ethic already, Jack. Well, where do you work at?
A Murfit.
Oh, that's right. I've seen you in their uniform. Pretty cool. They've even provided the steel-toe-capped boots.
Yes, sir, Sophie.
I guess that working in a busy industrial environment, you've got to have all the safety gear.
Yes, Australia.
That's right. Main Freight seems like a company which has definitely got their employees' backs.
You keep passing work.
Where else do you work, Jack?
You're on a farm to follow it.
Another cool job, Jack. Something that will keep you busy after school and weekends and holidays and to give you some great work experience.
And money.
Right, that is also very important. Young people are entitled to minimum wage, which is around, which in the present, which is now $23.50 an hour, but there are exceptions. 16 and 17 year olds are only entitled to $18.80 an hour. If they're on a starting out or training rate, although they're only supposed to be on this rate for the first 6 months they work at.
Pay tax.
Yes, of course. If you earn money, you've got to pay tax, and you've also had the option of paying into KiwiSaver.
What's that?
So KiwiSaver is a savings scheme where you can save up for your first home or retirement.
I'm not tired.
Nor buying a first home. Most young people just work for some pocket money or to buy clothes or go out with friends or maybe save it for a car. But most of us will try to save for the future sooner or later. There have been some important changes for KiwiSaver this year for some people. From July 2025, the age at which young people can receive employer contributions, where your employee matches your savings from up to 3% of your earnings, goes down from 18 to 16% to 16 years of age. Good news for young savers. What's not so good is that the amount the government contributes has halved. Good news,
bad news. Get a bad news.
Yep, it's something to think about if you're already planning a spring holiday job or a summer job. Speaking of which, lots of people head out to enjoy a long hot summer working in the orchards in central Otago, where they get to earn money and provide a vital workforce to get in the harvest. If you're interested, check out the local the latest vacancies on picknz.co.nz.
By two.
Of course, there are lots of cool work opportunities nearer home too. We have friends who work in retail, hospo, and even as lifeguards at the local pool. All great for the CV as well.
To what?
Well, that's it for the Rusty Report today. Thanks for joining me, Jack. Have a great weekend working on the farm.
That's for sure, but...
Ka kite, Jack.
That's for sure.
And now for my next segment, football fans. Alright then, here we go with some highlights from the football world over the last few weeks. Crystal Palace have won the FA Community Shield, beating the Premier League champions Liverpool on penalties. Tottenham Hotspur are currently in talks to sign winger Savinho from Man City. Everton have signed Jack Grealish on loan from Man City. Sky Sports has reported that Alexander Isak is very likely to stay at Newcastle United after being targeted by Liverpool. Crystal Palace chairman Steve Parrish has said that the club will sell defender Mark Wahi if he doesn't sign a new contract with the Eagles. Chelsea have agreed to sign Alejandro Garnacho from Manchester United for a fee of £60 million. Former Arsenal striker Chuba Akpom has signed for EFL Championship side Ipswich Town, despite interest from Birmingham City, Middlesbrough and Greek club Olympiakos. Paris Saint-Germain have won the UEFA Super Cup, beating Europa League champions Tottenham Hotspur 4-3 on penalties, and Leeds United have signed former Everton striker Dominic Calvert-Lewin as he is set for his medical in a few days' time. Stay tuned for more football news on our next show. And now for another exciting instalment of Dunedin Drift, where I'll be taking a look at some cool spots to check out in and around Dunedin. Today we're going to be focusing on a place that's one of the steepest here in Otipoti, in fact, in the world. Imagine this, a street so steep that it holds a world record, a street where houses seem to be built on an angle, and walking feels more like you're climbing a mountain than strolling leisurely down the street. That's right, it's Baldwin Street. The story begins back in the 1880s when Dunedin was being laid out on a grid pattern. The planners, who were based in London, had never actually seen the city's unique and hilly landscape. They simply just drew straight lines on a map with no regard for the topography, and the result was some very interesting geometry. And so, a street with a maximum gradient of 35%, or a slope of 1 to 2 to 86, was born. It's officially the steepest residential street in the world, a title it has held since 1987. While it is initially a simple error, the street has since become a local icon and a major tourist destination. The residents have learned to live with its quirks, from the challenges from getting your rubbish bins to the bottom of the street on collection day to the simple feat of walking home after a trip to the local shops. Every year, the community comes together for the Baldwin Street Gutbuster, a fun run that has been held since 1988. It's a true test of endurance as participants raced 350 metres to the top and then back down again. The street has also seen its share of unusual events, from people attempting to roll Jaffas all the way down the hill, or to a brave few trying to skateboard down its treacherous slope. So if you're keen to see a piece of quirky local history, get your heart pumping, and maybe even find a local to tell you a story about living on the world's steepest street, then head on over to Northeast Valley and check it out. Join us again on Dunedin Drift, where we uncover the stories behind the places that make our city special. Stay tuned for my next instalment, but where will I go off to next? Well, that's my 14th show on Fletcher's World for 2025. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. First up today, I had another request from Jack for Fletcher's mixtape as he chose Toto's Africa, and then we went on to the Rust Report. And this week, we chatted about jobs for rangatahi and what it's like to getting into the job market as a young person. Then it was on to my football fan segment as I looked over the football news over the last few weeks. And finally, in Dunedin Drift, I focus on the steepest street, not only in Dunedin, but in the world. The mighty Baldwin Street on Northeast Valley. I look forward to seeing you next time on Fletcher's World. Ka kite ono, and I'll see you later. Bye!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.